The first item is the policy initiation of the policy development process. Everyone hopefully has seen the notice and the Latin American position. And I'm hopeful that the changes that we've made to the necessary resolutions in respect to that are acceptable to everybody and make it workable. I guess I'll throw it open for discussion. I'm talking specifically now about the resolution to launch the PDP. That's the one thing we're talking about right at this moment. So does anybody have any discussion, any comment on the proposed resolutions? Wow. Okay. Well, that's fantastic. Good. So if no one has anything, hang on, I heard someone draw a breath. Was that you, Dorothy?
No, that was Olivier.
Olivier!
That's just because I had a cat in my throat, as we say.
A cat in your throat? Ah.
What a
well,
vivid picture.
What a fascinating thought. You have a cat in your throat.
Yeah, that's the French expression for that.
I understand. I'm not sure what the English equivalent would be. A furball, perhaps.
A frog, right?
Haven't
we
say
a frog in English?
A
yeah.
frog. That's it. A frog.
You're
correct.
I think the cat is much better.
I think it's much better.
Maybe not with the French.
You can understand why the fur, it's bigger than a frog. I mean, yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. If everybody's comfortable with the resolutions, we can basically pass the resolution, and that just means that Bart has the sheer unadulterated joy of moving on and starting to draft the issues report.
I think I have to put it on mute now.
Can I formally put the resolutions that everyone has? Yes.
This is Giro.
Yes, Giro.
I have just a one small comment on that. In the first one of resolution one,
yeah,
there's a question mark at the end.
This should be struck out.
You are correct. There should not be a question mark at the end. That was a leftover from the previous drafting. Thank you, Giro.
Okay.
You are correct. So subject to removing the question mark at the end of resolution 1-1. Can we take...
Chris?
Yes?
Sorry, Olivier, I don't have any question mark.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you, Olivier. So what you should be looking at is a document called Request IDN CCPDP Issues Report Version 7_3_.pdp.
Oh, you are talking about the paper, not what I see on the agenda.
I am talking about the actual paper which has the resolution.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Which the words of the resolution.
And it was sent on which date?
It was sent on, I will tell you.
Monday.
It'd be really useful if the papers themselves could have the agenda number on them.
Yes.
That would be great, yeah.
Thank you. Anyway.
Just a question, Chris. The resolution will be rephrased a bit to include some contextual information in it, or are we going to have just as resolution request issue report or something else?
No. If you read the paper, the actual resolution is in there.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It says in accordance with Annex B, Section 1 of the bylaws, the CCNSO Council requests an issue report be prepared. One to establish if, etc. But the actual terms of the resolution are in the paper.
Okay, I've missed this one.
And they are effectively drafted in order to enable Bart to prepare the issues report and deal with all of the aspects of it. So I think the easiest way of dealing with it is simply to ask if anybody has any objections to either resolution 1, 2, or 3 on that document, and Gabby will renumber those resolutions properly for the formal documentation. So can I take it then that we have voted in favour of the resolution to launch the policy development process, to appoint Bart as the issues manager, and to set up a council subcommittee to act as a steering group for the policy development process.
Yep.
Good. Thank you very much. Excellent. Now, the second item on the agenda is the discussion of the Internationalised Domain Name Committee, IDNC track, and the letter. There are three documents in respect to that. The first document, there's the letter itself, which we'll get to. The context of the terms of the letter we'll get to in a minute. The resolutions themselves are referred to as Resolutions Interim Approach Version 2 PDF. And that is a couple of resolutions. The first one says that the Council endorses the fact-finding mission of the Chair to see whether there's a pressing need for the introduction of a limited number of IDNs, and I will send, for me to send out the next letter. So we need to agree the terms of the letter. The letter itself, in its amended form that I sent out to everybody on Monday, in a redline version, is agreed, as far as I'm aware, with one exception, and that is that both Patricio and Siavash have raised the references in the letter to ICP1 and the GAC principles. They are there from my point of view. They are there because what we endeavoured to do when we set out to draft this letter was to put into it everything we could think of that would create a series of boundaries and make it. I think Patricio, in an email some time ago, you said, or someone, Oscar maybe, said, are you trying to put people off? And the answer to that question, Oscar, is yes. What we were trying to do was to actually put in everything that ICANN could possibly use as boundaries and guidelines there's a bit of background noise. My apologies. So, Patricio, can you perhaps explain what your issue is with ICP1 and the GAC the GAC principle?
Sure.
Could we separate the discussion on both, Chris?
Sorry, say that again, Leslie.
Could we separate ICP1 from GAC?
Yes, let's do it one at a time. Let's do it with ICP1 first, Patricio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand that what you may be trying to achieve in limiting the setting boundaries, as you say, but I would be very hesitant to almost as a footnote in one of our documents to basically adopt these two things that so far we've carefully avoided doing that. And if that were going to be the case, I would suggest that we do that in a more formal way. I have nothing against you saying that this would be done according to current IANA procedures for delegation and redelegation, whatever they may be. But my problem is with going into detail and listing that includes ICP1 and the GAC principles, because, as I say, many people in our community have always objected to them.
Just before I throw it open for discussion, can I ask you a question? The preceding paragraph says, towards the end of it, and it is generally accepted that any implementation would have to be in compliance with, and then it lists the three things, the three different A, B, and C, C being the GAC principles, B being 1591 ICP1. Would it make it acceptable to you if it said, and it is possible that any implementation may have to be in compliance with?
my suggestion
or it's a mere mention of them, the issue, as far as you're
yes,
concerned.
Yes, I think that it's been mentioned. I would not have nothing against this saying that any implementation would have to be in compliance with current IANA procedures for delegation and re-delegation.
Wow. Okay. Leslie, did you want to...
Well, I'm sure there's some politics here I'm missing, but I have to say that we would be concerned from the UK point of view if implementation wasn't in compliance with the GAC principles, because that's, you know, that's really for us capturing the policy for .UK is set by .UK issue.
Wow. I must admit, my personal view is that striking ITP1 causes me absolutely no problem at all. But the GAC principles actually, I think, fundamentally work in our favour. But I think we may be missing the point. And the point is, and that's why I asked the question about changing. It is generally accepted to, it is possible that. What I was trying to do was to, in a very simple way, perhaps failing, but nonetheless trying, in a very simple way, to say to people, look, any interim approach is going to have to be very simplistic and is going to have to be within boundaries that are uncontroversial to everyone. And here are a list of things that basically would satisfy everybody.
Understood, Chris. Partly what was driving my comment was, I think, something that came up in Puerto Rico, that some people were expressing the view that there is no difference between GTRDs and CCTRDs.
Exactly.
And there is, in my book.
Wow. I think that's right.
But is it suggesting that difference comes from the GAC principle?
No, but that's an element of that difference, in my view.
Yes, but the GAC doesn't seek to make any guidelines or principles in respect to GTLDs.
Yes.
Hang on, one at a time. Oscar, did you want to?
Yes, sure.
Oscar,
thank
go
you.
Ahead.
Sorry. I was trying to say that maybe if we stroke both RFC and GAC principles and have a very simplistic survey, just the questions with a very light background instead of all these contractual conditions of this delegation, maybe that could ease the way somebody will read this.
But the problem, Oscar, is that we actually want people to give us an answer. We don't want people just to say, yep, fine, I'll do that, thanks very much, I'll have one of those. We actually want people to think about it and say, actually, I can't fit into this. I would have to wait. Otherwise, we're not going to get any realistic response. We're just going to get every country saying yes. Yes, carry on.
Yeah, Olivier speaking. I think it's a good idea to have this list of paper because it's structuring the letter. On the other hand, maybe it's easier for you. Is it maybe possible to rephrase the, it's generally accepted that any implementation would have to be compliant with, to have something smoother maybe?
Well, what I suggested earlier on, Olivier, thank you. What I suggested earlier on was it could actually say, it is possible that an implementation may have to be in compliance with.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that way you're listing all of the possible things, but you're not suggesting that any of them are actually agreed with or, for that matter, endorsed, which I think is the issue, at least part of the issue that that Patricio and Oscar have raised, is that we are not seen to be endorsing ICP1 or, for that matter, necessarily the GAC principles. Some CCTLDs do endorse the GAC principles, others don't.
Yeah.
No, well, if I could phrase it in a way that dealt with that, would that be acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay, may I say something, Mrs. Shibosh?
Shibosh, of course you may.
I had made the same point. Now, of course, I would be more comfortable with what Patricia suggested. If you want to put that, your phrase, it's fine, except that you have to rephrase your question four. Question four says, believe that the conditions outlined in A, B, C above would be met in your territory.
Yes.
So you'd have to change that too a little bit because, you know, a person may not know exactly whether those conditions would be met or, you know, wouldn't have, you know, because the question is not whether it's possible that, you know.
Look, I would be happy to lose that question if we had to. That doesn't concern me all that much.
Yeah.
Sorry, Leslie, were you going to say?
Yeah, I think that's a positive suggestion.
Now, I mean, if we lost question four and we changed is generally accepted to may possibly be implemented. I mean, I need to work on the exact words, but it would be around the word possibly.
But you would say something like a potentially relevant or potentially or something like that.
Then I wonder if that isn't the solution to the problem.
Mm-hmm. Chris?
Yes.
I think that one thing we want to say there is that these domains will have to be delegated using whatever procedures are in place right now. And
that's right.
Meaning that we would not innovate in that. And
that's correct.
That's something that needs to be said. But again, I think that the GECT principles have never been adopted even by ICANN, even by the board. There's never been a board resolution adopting those principles. They are used de facto by IANA, and Peter, PDT, was actually reminding us that one reason that's happening is because we have never tackled the question of what procedures should there be for delegation and redelegation.
What I agree. What about that's a very good point, Patricia. What about if we said it is accepted that any implementation would have to be in compliance with current policies and procedures, which may include, and then list everything that we've got there listed.
Is there a need to go into that list? Why not stop with current policies and
or existing policies?
I'm just concerned about dealing with people on the fringes of the CCTLD community who basically have no idea.
Yeah.
What
about the saying that implementation has to, you know, take into consideration applicable elements of, you know, the following range of documents? Something very fuzzy, so it sort of lists the documents that are out there and then gives everybody the ability to say, this does apply to me, or it doesn't apply to me, or it is policy, or I don't like it, or whatever.
I'm comfortable, I think, thanks, Becky, I'm comfortable to do this. I'm comfortable to take the references to all the documents out of that section and to put them into the background section. And I'm comfortable to say it's generally accepted that any implementation would be in compliance with current policies and procedures for a list of possible current policies and procedures. Please see section thing in the background. So that doesn't make any statement about in the body of the letter itself, and just refers to them as reference documents at the back. Is that acceptable?
That sounds very good to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anybody have a problem with that? Okay. What I'll do is tomorrow morning when I get into work, I'll redraft it. I'll send it out to the list again tomorrow once Bart and I have had a chance to have a look at it for one final look. And if we get no objections to it, then I'll deem it to be accepted. Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
So you have to change question four as well. So we
question four will come out.
Yeah, so that's clear. And maybe for logistical purposes, because we're getting closer to the Los Angeles meeting, set an end date for potential objections, say on Friday.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that in the notes of the list tomorrow. But basically, if you haven't heard that to anybody by Friday, then it's going out.
Yeah.
Okay, which brings us now to the actual fast track itself. to go back to the resolutions, that's the first resolution, which is the letter, which I'm going to take, but subject to agreeing the terms, the letter's endorsed. The second resolution is that the council requests the preparation of a draft report setting out a description of the scope of the fast-track interim approach and how it interfaces with the PDP. A clear description of a suggested process for the development of mechanisms for the introduction of a limited set of IDNCCTLDs. This process should allow for a phased approach in order to enable full discussion of the issues with the CCNSO membership, other managers, the GAC, other relevant stakeholders, etc. at face-to-face meetings, and a determining role of the CCNSO membership and the GAC, and a timeline for the proposed process. Basically, this is a resolution that says that effectively enables me and Bart to go away and work on the fast track document to refine it so that when we get to Los Angeles we can have meaningful discussions about it. Does anybody have any questions on that resolution, or is there any discussion on it?
Chris, I had some points from the IDNC track paper itself,
yeah.
But I was fine with the resolution.
Can we agree, Leslie, that the document itself still needs some work?
Yeah.
And that the report, the goal is to try and get the report itself out by the 15th of October, but that gives us time as a council on email to actually refine it and work on it.
That's fine.
So what I'd really like to do is just pass the resolution, and then we can sort of take it onto the list and finalise the document.
And maybe Leslie, if you could send me your comments or
we'll do that.
That makes it easier.
Well, Bart, what would be really helpful is if we actually pass this resolution in a minute. If you could send the document back out to the council with a note today saying please comment by, you know, a week's time or something.
Yep.
Was there another comment? Lydia, was that you?
Yeah, just a quick one, but not sure it's the best moment to do it, since I heard what the process. In terms of evaluation of the need for IDNs,
yeah.
Is it to have an amount of CCs interested by having this fast-track process launch, or do we plan to evaluate also the number of people that would be interested behind the CCTLD IDN?
My personal view is I don't think the number of the population of individual territories doesn't much matter, but what I think matters is whether the response to my letter as approved by the council is sufficient to indicate to the council that there is what can be described as a pressing need. We don't know what that means. We don't have a fixed description of what that means, Olivier, but we've discussed the possibility of receiving 14, 15, 16, 20 responses from CCTLD managers saying, yes, there is a pressing need, yes, we would like a fast-track approach, yes, we know what we want, yes, we're clear on the script, and then we can assess that once we've actually got the responses.
So what you say is that we are not planning to provide input in terms of evaluating the need, just providing raw information.
I don't understand your question.
Probably it's not well expressed, but it's just, I was thinking that if, for example, China was asking for IDNs,
yeah,
it's probably not the same need that if it's a little country like France, for example.
No, I would argue that France is not a little country, but apart from that.
No, I'm just...
Because I'd be too scared to argue that in case you...
Or little TLD, you see, it's just this question.
I don't think it's relevant, the fact that the Chinese population is however many billions it is, and the population of Taiwan is however many millions it is. I don't think that the fact that one population is larger than another makes their need more pressing. I think there is either a pressing need or not.
Yeah.
And the amount of people involved is not desperately relevant.
Okay.
No, one CCTLD is not more important than another simply because it has more population.
In terms of need,
Australia would be far less important than it actually is.
In terms of need for IDN, I don't know. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. So
Well, let's see what response we get from the letter. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I take us back to resolution 2 on the paper and see if anyone has any questions or objections to that resolution? Excellent. Then in that case, we'll take that resolution as passed, and Bart, you can send out the document asking for comments, the fast-track approach document asking for comments on it.
Yep, I will.
Thank you. Oscar?
Yes?
We're moving on now to non-IDN stuff, so I just wanted to let you know that when you're that when you're ready to go, it's, we've done the IDN stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
And okay. I will have to go in about 5 minutes. Also.
No problem. Just wanted to let you know we've finished.
Maybe because Oscar was on the working group of
the region.
The regions.
Okay, that is actually item 4. So we're gonna just skip item 3 for a minute and go to item 4 on the agenda, which is the regions, the final report from the regions working group. Only taken God knows how long. The goal is to just endorse this report, and then to that would then mean that we can send it to the ICANN board, who have been waiting for it. So basically the resolution itself hasn't been provided in a separate piece of paper for this one, but basically it's that the council agrees to adopt the final report of the working group on the geographic regions and requests me to submit the report to the board. Does anybody have any objections to that resolution?
Chris, I'm sorry to be a nuisance. I would don't
worry, Leslie. Just because you couldn't open the document, there's no need to be picky.
Having opened the document, this one, as you'll be aware, started before I came to the council, so I'm sure there's some background I'm not really aware of.
Yeah.
But having opened the document and read it fully, the only recommendation I could find, although it said recommendations in the plural, was that the ICANN board appoint a working group to study this issue.
Yes.
So I'm just sort of conscious that as a council, are we recommending that recommendation to the board in effect?
Yes.
Right, because I sort of think it got a bit lost in the detail of the whole thing.
What we're basically doing is we're saying, what the initial idea was that we would do this report based to try and deliver a message to the board. Okay, let me start again. The current regional structure is supposed to be reviewed by ICANN every 3, 4, 5 years, I forget how often.
Yeah.
And it was due to be reviewed last year.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't because they basically said to us, we said to them, we're going to look at this and we're going to come back to you with our thoughts. And they said, all right, we'll wait then. So they've been waiting for us to come back. The basic principle is that our report says, please don't just re-endorse the existing regions like you did last time, because actually there are some issues. And what we'd really like you to do is to start having a look at them properly instead of just going, yep, they're fine.
Yeah, okay.
And that's basically what our report says.
Okay. Well, maybe the resolution just needs to highlight that is the recommendation that comes out of it, because it takes quite a long time.
It does.
There's a lot to cover to get to that point.
All right, so if we say adopt the final report of the working group on ICANN geographic regions and specifically recommend to the board of ICANN that they, and then take the words of whatever the recommendations in the report, that would be the resolution that we pass.
Yeah, it's on page 18.
Thank you. Gabby, can you perhaps, for the purposes of writing the actual resolution in the minutes, take those words out of the report? Hello, Gabby?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute. Yes, I will do that.
Thank you very much. I must remember that excuse next time I'm not listening. Sorry, I was on mute. I didn't. I wasn't suggesting you weren't listening, Gabby. I know you were listening. I'm just teasing. Okay, okay, well, if we can do that, agree that, and then... Now the second aspect.
Chris.
Yes, Olivia.
I would like to abstain for this resolution, please.
Not a problem. You go ahead and abstain.
Thank you.
No problem. Olivia has abstained. Now there was also a second part of the report, which is to adopt a mechanism for self-selection as proposed by the working group and request implementation. I actually would like us to take that particular recommendation and discuss it in our meeting in Los Angeles, in the council meeting in Los Angeles, and agree it there rather than agree it on a telephone call. Because there are mechanisms that we need, if we're going to do this, there are mechanisms that we need to put in place to do it. And I think we need to have a discussion about that rather than in person, rather than discussing it on the telephone. Does anybody have a problem with that? Good. Gabby, there's a note from Paolo to say that his number is now working again. But that he thinks,
yes,
too
I have replied.
He thinks it's too late to join the call. It's never too late to join
no,
the
it's
call.
Not. I will ask it after I get down.
Why should we be the only ones who have to suffer? Let him suffer too.
I will be away for a half a minute, so don't ask me to do anything right now.
I won't ask you any questions, Gabby. That's all I promise.
Okay, I will talk to the operator.
Yeah. So what I've got is that there is a recommendation in the report that, and it's been a long and very arduous discussion to get to this recommendation, that we should allow for some self-selection of people.
Chris?
Yes.
The second resolution is passed.
Pardon me?
The second resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it
passed? Request
no,
share
I'm
of
asking, I'm suggesting, I'm saying I think we need to, this is something we should roll forward to our meeting in Los Angeles and discuss in person.
Okay.
No, this is in the agenda, it's a third resolution on the day. Chris has, I'd say, turned the first, the second one into one. So there is the request to the chair to submit the report to the working group in combination of adoption. So we're talking about adoption of mechanism for self-selection now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm just suggesting that I think we would all benefit from actually sitting down, reading the report in some detail, and sitting together at a table in Los Angeles and discussing it, because there are things that we will need to do because of that if we decide to do it. And I would much prefer us to be having this discussion in person than on the telephone. If that's okay, then the final part of that resolution is to thank the working group, and in particular Dave Archbold, for his efforts, and I think that's a resolution that we should pass today. He's done an extraordinary job, and I think it's been very hard.
Mr. Lalanda now joins.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm
Alice, it's never too late to join our call.
I'd like to hope that. Thank you.
We've passed all the resolutions, Palos. We're just talking about you now.
Like that. Oh, well, going back to a earlier issue, I just want to second the accolades for David's work, which really has been quite extraordinary.
Yeah. So if we can agree to pass that resolution and just take the bit about the self-selection mechanism to our meeting in Los Angeles, I think that's great. Good. Okay. Thank you. Going back to item 3 on the agenda, which is the working group participation charter. Leslie, would you like to say anything about that?
Not a great deal to say. I have responses supporting this draft from almost all of the group. I'm missing 4 of them. I don't know why. I think they must be on holiday or something. I've not heard from them at all.
Missing an action.
Exactly. But the charter as it stands has the support of almost all of the group and follows on from the discussions in Puerto Rico, which led to its launch.
Yeah. Are there any questions on it? Basically, the council just need to formally approve it so that the working group can start its work. Okay, so can I take it then as a resolution to approve the participation working group charter is approved? Good, then it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now the work starts, Leslie. Have fun.
Yes, thank you.
we're gonna do a session on this in LA, I think.
Yes.
That'll be yes. It'll be an opportunity to not talk about IDNs for an hour or something, which will be quite good. The next item is the charter for the mailing list. This is our attempt to set up an authoritative CCTLD mailing list. Any comments or questions on that charter?
One question, Chris, Olivier. The list of subscribers will be published to everybody. It's just to know.
It'll be on our website, I would have thought.
So the list of subscribers will be published to everybody, not only to subscribers, and the archives will be available for everybody, not only for subscribers.
Good question. Don't know the answer to that. I would have thought the list of members would be published, because that would be on our website.
The archives were closed to the group. Yeah.
I would have thought so.
Okay, I think it's not clear in the paper.
Mm. Okay, I will amend it.
So subject to that amendment, Olivier suggested an amendment, sorry, that the archives be closed to the group.
I didn't suggest, I just asked the question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Olivia. God forbid you should be accused of making a
mistake. Well, it's unclear, but I think it's a good point.
Okay. Well, I agree. I think for the sake of being able to be, everyone to be comfortable that their communication is between CCTLD managers and their staff, et cetera, it makes sense. So I think we can agree that and adopt the charter. The current situation, just so that everybody knows, is that I'm endeavouring to use ccnso.org as the host for this particular mailing list, and I'm hoping to have that sorted out within a relatively short period of time, so that we can actually use that as the email address. And I will report back as soon as I can, but hopefully by the time we get to Los Angeles, we will have been able to send letters out to CCTLD managers asking them if they want to join or not. Okay, that's that one. How are we getting on? Where are we now? CCNSO application form. Anybody got any problems with that? Good. Gabby, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Has the CCNSO application form been approved by the powers that be?
No, it's still being checked by one of the ICANN lawyers, but I don't expect anything to come out of that.
Okay, because you saw that I moved a few things around on the form.
Yes, I'll send to the last person to check
that.
That's fine.
Okay, good. Well, if everyone's comfortable with that, subject to ICANN's lawyers approving it, then I guess we'll go with that. So that's really good. Which brings us to the next point, which is the upcoming elections. Two things. The first is that we have to fill Bernie's vacant seat. The second is that after the meeting in Los Angeles and before the meeting in Delhi, we need to have elections for one council seat in each region. Gabby, who are the people who are up for re-election?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Whose terms are up at the end between Los Angeles and Delhi?
I'll just check the website just a second.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Chris, it's no. Mohammed. I guess it's Mohammed.
Hang on, Gabby. Hang on 1 second, Gabby. Yes, Mohammed.
Chris. I get the rotation now on Africa on the first quarter of 2008. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Gabby. Thank you, Gabby. Who have we got to stand out?
Mohammed.
Yeah. Hotasan. Yeah.
Andre Philip.
Andre. Yeah.
Eduardo Santoyo.
Eduardo, yes.
Office Box LeBlanc.
And Dotti, okay. So, between Los Angeles and Delhi, we will need to run an election process for those seats. But, more More importantly, at this stage, we need to fill Bernie's vacant seat. So if there are no objections, using the standard precedent that we've used in the past, Gabby will send out a call. Have you said that? You haven't sent out the call yet, have you?
I've sent out the call for the North American.
You have? When did that go out?
You did? I didn't see that.
I have.
Yeah,
when did it go out, Gabby?
Yeah, I saw it.
When did we send it out?
I think that was last Tuesday, a week ago.
And when did it close?
In that 1 week's time. On the
I never saw it.
Can you, Gabby, send it to the council list right now?
Yeah, just a second.
Okay. Dottie, basically the situation is that there are, because it's North America, someone from Canada can be nominated and or somebody from Puerto Rico can be nominated.
Right, and Puerto Rico is dying to have the position.
So if you would like to...
And I spoke, they've already contacted me and I told Pablo that I would nominate him, but I didn't see any opportunity to.
Well, Dottie, you'll get the note from Gabby shortly.
Right.
I have a reminder anyway because it's 1 week left, but I'm happy to send out a reminder to the list again in case more people haven't seen it.
Well, the thing is, Is it clear where it's all in the email, Dottie? Okay.
Special email address.
We do have the glorious situation, of course, in the North American region where you could have. As an example, you could have Puerto Rico nominated by itself and seconded by Dottie, and you could have Canada nominated by itself and seconded by the US, and we could have a tie. And as far as I'm aware, we don't have any mechanisms in place for dealing with that circumstance. So that'll be fun,
right.
If that happens. Dottie, if you would like to help the Puerto Ricans, nominating and seconding, that would be great.
Okay.
And we'll see where we go from there. I don't know whether Canada's going to nominate anybody or not. Norm
Ritchie.
Thank you, Leslie. Norm Ritchie is going to be attending the meetings effectively in Bernie's shoes for now, but whether they'll nominate anybody or not, I don't know.
Well,
I had an email from Jacob Blake, the lawyer, who asked me a load of questions about the work of the council, so I think they're considering it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, if hopefully we'll be able to get the seat filled by the time we get to Los Angeles. Although if there needs to be an election, that might be more difficult from a timing point of view.
Okay, so... All right, well, I'll look at the email, and then if I have questions, I'll come back.
If you've got any questions, just send me a note, Dottie, and I'll talk to you, okay?
Right.
I'll be away for half a minute again because Muhammad has been dropped off. Don't ask me to do anything.
Okay, I won't ask you to do anything, I promise. Thank you very much. Off you go. The last item on the agenda before we get back to the item we were talking about at the very beginning is sunsets for CCTLDs. I only put this on because of Peter's email, and I would like to think that we could probably at least start having a discussion about this in Los Angeles, although I have to say that our timing constraints are fairly challenging, but I just wanted to put it on because of Peter's email to the council. If everyone's comfortable just to put it on the agenda for Los Angeles, and I'm not sure there's anything to be gained by having a discussion right now. What do others think?
Chris, maybe I think there are two Ks on, maybe not to talk now, but there were .yu and .su we talked about in the council. Any information about .yu, for example? I think you follow
only
the business.
No, I've got only what's in the ICANN what's in the IANA report to the board in respect to the delegation to RS and ME. which involves the retirement over a period of time of .yu.
But .su is in the news.
.su is different. Yeah, exactly. It's certainly something which I think we should be at least talking about. Whether there's anything we should do about it in the long term is a different issue, but certainly we should be talking about it. I have to say that we did actually have a discussion about this, a brief discussion about this, apart from the fact that we had a discussion in the council specifically relating to Slobodan's issues that arose in respect to Serbia and Montenegro. We previously discussed it in a meeting, and there was a range of responses from sleep to apathy. But I suspect that given that it's now becoming more important and more obvious to people that it's necessary to talk about it, we should certainly discuss it in LA if we have the time. So we'll try and fit that into the agenda if we can. Jossie, you should have an email from Gabby now. If the nomination of candidates. But if you haven't, we'll talk about it later. But it's just arrived on my computer, so you should have it shortly. Apart from the discussion we were having at the beginning of this meeting, is there any other business that needs to be brought to the council?
I would just like to say something, Chris. I just want to remind everyone to reply to the Venus Expo. So that includes me, by the way.
And that includes me. Yes, I know that includes me. Thank you very much for reminding me. If you haven't responded to Gabby's DNS sex survey, it would be great if you could. We've got responses coming in all the time, but the more responses we get, the better. We are going to have a sort of brief report on it in Los Angeles, and it would be good if at least the council could make the effort to respond. I know that many of you have, but if you haven't yet, if you could do so, that would be great.
Chris, Gabby, as I didn't, sorry about it, I will. Do you have a deadline for that?
Yes, the official deadline is on the 12th of October, but I give the council a special deadline. You can answer a few days later.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Gabby.
No, it's just that we need the time to prepare, say, a reasonable report on it. Publish it.
Sure.
That's the whole thing. That's
Gabby?
Yes.
Can you turn the recording off now, please?
Okay, this is
Well, the number that the email I have from Gabby is about everybody's phone numbers.
No, this one she just sent call for nominations.
I don't have it yet.
Okay, what's your secondary email address?
You mean my email address?